Well, they don't talk like we do.
They don't?
No.
Don't talk like
they
do.
They got a different language.
Understand.
You got to learn to understand.
Well, I'll declare.
I'm just like, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of them here.
Plenty of the geeks here?
Yeah.
Is it? Do they mix around with you all?
Yes. Yeah. Lots of belong to the same church. But we've been mixing around them a good while, you see. So now we can kind of understand each other pretty well.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Because you kind of understand their language.
Then. Yes, ma'am.
Well, where did they come from?
Carolina.
They came from Carolina?
Yes, ma'am.
Did they?
Some of them, they say they come from North Carolina, and some of them from South Carolina. But as I tell them, that just like I come from Georgia, Florida, I said, Georgia's my home.
Yeah.
I said, that's where I was born and lived at. I said, that's the way it is with the Geechies.
Yeah.
I said, they was born in Carolina, and they know that's their home. I said, well, of course they was born and raised up there. I said, they don't make them have to stay there.
They don't have to stay there.
I said, this is a free world, and when you get up a certain age, you pick out your route. You pick out the place you want to stay.
You want to stay in.
And since it's a free world, you go there.
Yeah.
And make your home there.
Well, so you get used then to their language then, and you all just mix along together
and get along
friends
good.
Together and get along all right. Well, now in color, they are a little darker than you are.
Yes, ma'am.
Aren't they?
They dark.
They're real dark.
Yes.
That's what I understood. They're real dark.
Seed was real dark.
Oh, yeah, was so.
Yes, ma'am. Somebody said some of them is light, brown skin.
Oh, sure enough. Well,
but I ain't been lucky enough to see them. All I see is black.
Just real black.
Black on me.
Yeah, just real black. Yeah. Well, maybe those that get lighter have been sunburned.
Maybe so.
Maybe sunburned. Well, I hope you'll like that little old apron. It won't last long, but it'll just be cute. It'll really keep off the wasps. That's one thing. You don't get it wet when you wear it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I sure thank you for the picture.
Well, I'll tell you what. I won't tell Bessie, but I brought it down here for Bessie. You better not tell Bessie.
Oh, no.
No, that'll be all right because she won't find. You maybe don't want it. And all,
but I heard you say something about apron,
and so I just happened to think of that I had it in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that my sister used to make, her daughter used to make them and send me, she's the one that loved aprons so well. And she'd send me one every birthday and Christmas.
Yeah.
And I had more pretty aprons. Oh, just pretty ones. So I've just about given all of them away. I have still few because I don't use them myself.
Well,
I just guess I'm too lazy to always keep up with them. Do you reckon that's it, Daisy?
I don't think so. I don't think that could be the reason.
Well, you just feel like you are missing something, don't you?
You just don't care much fun.
No.
And I love them. I can't forget them.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, they are nice to keep your clothes clean.
Yes, ma'am.
Saves your dress.
You think they really save your dress?
Yeah, they save your dress.
You can wear your dress longer.
That's right. I put apron over my dress. Well, it even kicks in that dirt.
Mm-hmm. That's why you get dirty, right?
That's
there,
right,
don't you?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, how long can you wear that dress when you have an apron, Miss Edie?
Oh, a day or two, depending on what I'm doing. About how long I wear it.
Well, if you're just doing housework.
If I'm just in the house, yeah, well, I wear it 3 or 4 days.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just in the house, but if I go outdoors, depending on what I'm doing out there,
mm-hmm.
About how long.
Yeah.
Well, that sure beats putting on a fresh dress every day, don't it?
That's right. He said, let's just run in and tie that apron and take it off and throw it over there in the basket. But I was going to take off a dress, I'm got to go all over. So, that apron.
Yeah.
Got to go all over your head.
I just don't understand why. Everybody used to wear them, you know, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Folks used to wear them at church.
They did. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they all live war in the church.
But warm the church. Yeah. I don't believe I ever saw anybody at the church with one.
Mm-hmm.
But I suspect they did.
Oh,
real fancy ones.
Warm.
You don't raise white.
Colored folks, they have aprons they call Sunday aprons, left like they did the Sunday dresses.
Yes.
But you know they used lots of tatting. Then they'd have white aprons and tatting all around them, around the pockets, and sometimes lace.
That was Sunday apron. And they wouldn't want to wear that during the week. It'd be conspicuous, wouldn't it?
It'd look nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they'd make them look too dressed up, wouldn't it? You mean you wear your Sunday aprons every day?
Every day? I don't have them.
You don't have any now?
No.
Did you used to have?
You know, I never wore aprons to church. Or I have took aprons to the church. Just like they was going to eat on the ground. Well, I'd wear carry aprons to cover up my dress while I helped to put the food out.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got through feeding them, I'd fold up my apron and put it in the basket and carry it home.
And that was a good way of doing it.
Yes. I'm not a good dress.
Well, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you start, if it's cotton, you can wash it. But if it's wool, you don't wash it so much, do you?
No.
You have to have it cleaned.
I have to have it cleaned. Right?
Well,
I wash it. I wash it. Now, if I carry it out there, come home, I'm going to rinse it out in the morning. The day's Sunday, and I'm going to rinse it out tomorrow or sometime and hang it up. That make it fresh for the next time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Your Sunday
one. Your Sunday dress?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially in the summertime. Because you sweat so much and it's so hot and that salt get in your clothes, it ruin them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. And then you just rinse it out.
Just rinse it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hang it out. Let it dry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you could do your wool dress the same way, couldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did. And help me in a woven, but they send their clothes to the cleaning, my children.
Yeah.
I've cleaned mine, yeah.
Well, of course, that's what you were talking about, the wool clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, I hadn't thought about that. Did you, you never did that, Mama?
Oh, yes. I've had some kind of wool that don't shrink up much.
That's right.
And just rinse it?
And I just kind of wash it out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just with spots, I just wash it out with some
that's
soap
right.
or something.
Yeah.
Some kind of cleaning. Some wool dresses. There weren't many cleaners in my day earlier. Of course, later on, they got to be cleaners, but
well,
we had to clean our own clothes.
We had to clean our own. Well, you see,
yeah.
that's what I growed up in.
Yeah.
Cleaning my own.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
since they got to have them, I didn't have to tell them no dry cleaning.
No.
Nothing like that.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, that's why one reason they had to take care of aprons. I guess that's
why
they
right.
wore aprons so
mm-hmm.
much, is to take care of it. Now, that one's got a bib to it. That's the kind I like. Because
mm-hmm.
I drop things all over my dress.
Me too.
And
you don't like no kind. You don't wear.
Well, I don't much. When I got on a nice dress,
mm-hmm.
real pretty one,
yes.
I sometimes will go and get on an apron and put it on.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got a niece that wears one every time she goes to the kitchen.
Yes,
yes,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to hang too.
She keeps them all raised right there in the kitchen, ready to put right on.
You know, I don't remember the women so much, but the men, you know, they used to use those vests.
Yes.
They'd come down at a point like that,
mm-hmm.
and you could see right there where they'd spilled everything for the last
yeah. Yeah.
month and a half, you know. And they could have put something on that, couldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
they could put a napkin up there, couldn't
that's
they?
Right.
And <they'd
eat. laughs> they used to, some, so I've seen some men, their wives would have a towel, you
yes.
know,
yes.
a linen towel or something. She's just as busy putting that towel around him as she'd be a baby.
Miss Daisy, those things make your feet feel good, don't they?
Hmm? Yeah, they do.
They're light.
Light. They make my feet feel good.
Yeah.
See, my feet's all over it. It ain't drawn up at all.
That's right. It's just spread out.
It.
But they get wet, so you can't water them. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
When it's wet, mm-hmm. can you?
From
yeah.
mm-hmm. I ain't been out today much, perfect,
uh-huh.
so they're not wet.
Uh-huh. There they are.
Well,
they're candy, aren't they?
Do you wash them?
Hmm?
Do you wash them? Put them in the tub and wash them?
Yes, I wash them.
That's what they are.
I wash them. Yeah, they're the weed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they was black, this thing.
They was black. They was about as black as a Geechee.
That's right.
All those Geechees. And they just speak
well,
a different language all the time.
All the time.
And it's hard yeah. to know what they're saying, isn't it?
You don't understand. You have to learn their language.
Yeah, well, I just thought that all just spoke the same language all the time. But I guess they dress like you do all the time, though.
Oh, yeah.
They dress
they wear the
like
same clothes. They don't dress no different.
No different. Uh-huh. They don't wear aprons. I wondered if they did wear aprons, but I guess
yes,
they did.
Yes, ma'am. They
yeah. wear aprons. They dress
oh,
just like you do.
Go see what that old man do.
Oh, you got to go see what he do. How's he feeling today?
Well, he's feeling pretty good today. He was eating his breakfast when I left.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
You get up and cook his breakfast.
I got up and cooked his breakfast and straightened up some around the house.
So now then you got to see what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, she done went and dressed up.
She's dressed up. She's going to be dressed ready to take you. And all.
Well, you think you can manage that, keep that apron on till you get home?
Keep it on till I get home.
Well, I got it tied on. I think she will.
Well, Miss Daisy, we enjoyed that visit this morning.
No more than I.
Now, you think You think your daughter's still gonna be down there?
My daughter? Still be down to the house? I don't know, sir.
Maybe
James done come back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I want to talk to David.
Well?
If he's not too busy, this guy might.
You're all dressed up.
If he's too busy, I call back.
He just moved. Okay. I've already put your things in the car, Mother.
All we need to do is to get your coat. Get my coat and hat. Okay. Okay, I'll run the station down. And
yes, sir.
Bye. Good morning, Guy Miles. I didn't know whether you could get through up here, even if you tried, so I thought I'd get through down there. Yeah, I guess so. Well, I tell you what. Well, you see, I played about half an hour to work with it, like I told you. And it shows up in the motor. You know, I couldn't get down there the other day, and Saturday, you're not there on Saturday, are you? Yeah. Oh, really? Let me ask you about that little thing, David. Now your that little lapel mic. How would that work with that? Yes. Uh huh. Oh, do they? But you don't have one. Well, let me tell you, I was just thinking, my use of this, I have to keep the box itself, the tape cord itself, pretty well out of sight. So I'd have a rather limited use of the built-in mic. Now, with the built-in mic, can you also use the other mic? Either one. Well, that's nice. Now the other system there, you don't have that ready yet? All right. Well, let me tell you, you'll have it. I mean, it wouldn't pay me just to make a trip down there to get the little, since you'll be up here pretty soon. All right. And now I'm not pushing you, but you don't have any particular idea just when you'll make it? Oh, it's going to be another week. Oh, I see. You are tied up down there. Well, in that case, if I had that little Sony 100, I might be using down there. But you don't have... How long did it take you to get the little lapel mic? Well, call him. I don't know.